Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the best regular schmeckler podcast in the city, in the world. Not just the city, but the world, Craig. It's been quite a while. Diddy's in some trouble, guys. Man, dude, you're out here doing wild things. Which is something like we already knew about P. Diddy, so it's like, dude, we've known this shit for years. Everyone's known it. I've known it since I was a teenager that Diddy was like on some other shit. Like there was something like odd of me. Maybe I'm just like good at discerning good character like that. But I was like, bro, there's something wrong with old dude. I'm like, bro, firstly, I noticed the pattern of everyone dying around Diddy and him surviving. It was crazy to me. And I was like, nothing like that kind of happens without some type of wickedry, I would like to say. Like wickedry. Like, that the person's doing. Like, the person must be evil to attract death to them. There's nothing wrong with death. Death is just natural, and it happens. And sometimes, you know, you don't know when it's going to happen or why it's going to happen, but nah, and it happened in such a rapid succession of, like, dude, you're the only one alive from this label. Like, all your artists are gone, dude? Are you serious? It's kind of like how I felt about Gucci Mane and his record label. How all the artists that either got locked up in jail or dead. And I'm like, there's a evil or a wickedry around this person that is causing such things. I would honestly say being like spiritual, like a spiritual person, that since this person got to where they are honestly, like dishonestly, shisty, shady, dirty ways and shit like that, I would guess like everything they touch would also have that print of like of that negativity, and it would attract such things to that person because like it started off bad. Like things oftentimes they can get good, but most of the time, like you see a rotting apple and shit, you don't take a bite of it, like, because most of, you don't leave it out either. You, like, think it's going to be good tomorrow. Like, it's going to be bad all around. Everything's going to be bad. Everything around the apple's bad. Like a bad tree. Branches can't grow. Nothing. Everything's stunted. Dirt. Moss. Just really unhealthy. The labels being started are really unhealthy is all. They started off unhealthy. So, that's what I think about that. Yeah, P. Diddy's he's kind of always been that way. I wonder who he's made upset to do such things. Because this is not a random occurrence or nothing like that. There's no such thing as coincidences at all in this world. Everything happens in a pattern or something like this. Something, as I've always said, like there's no such thing as coincidence. So I'm wondering who he pissed off. Who'd you make so upset that they want to ruin you right here, right now, publicly, and, like, in front of the world? Who did you upset? What were you trying to do, and who'd you do it to? Like, maybe he's just walking around with, like, full impunity or something like that, thinking he could do whatever he wanted to do, and someone had to be like, no. Let's not do all this. Remember, we can do this. You do this, we do this. You did this, we do that. You feel me? We about to fry your ass. We about to get on your boy. We about to grill you. You feel me? So, I think it most likely was something like that. You pissed off the wrong mug. Wrong mugs, man. You pissed off the wrong people, bro. You gotta be careful with that shit, man. In life, I'm talking to you guys now. Diddy be, man, I ain't worried about no damn Diddy. Freak. Freak nasty. He was sicko. Put his ass under the jail like y'all did Bill Cosby for a minute. And R. Kelly, don't treat him no different. Mm-mm. Freaks and weirdos and perverted motherfuckers that prey on people that don't have what you have, man. Y'all need to be put under the fucking jail. Deadass. Y'all is no good to nobody. Nobody in your community. Nothing. You can't give me nothing. Okay? Damn, I gotta get ready for tomorrow. Is that wild, right? Tomorrow. Someone told me, like, recently, it stuck with me so much. This man looked me in the eye and told me this. He was like, tomorrow's coming. Tomorrow is coming. And tomorrow's coming whether you're ready for tomorrow or not. So you gotta make sure you're ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow's coming. He said tomorrow's coming. So we gotta be ready for it, you feel me? We gotta be. Whether you're here or not, whether you're ready, tomorrow don't give a fuck if you're ready for it. It's gonna be there regardless. You gotta make sure you're ready for it. Whether that's taking the extra steps you need to make sure that, like, you're okay and you're safe, or like, or whatever you're, you think you need to do to like prepare and be ready for whatever you gotta go do tomorrow. Or tomorrow, or tomorrow. This can apply to anything, like, in life. It's coming. Like, you ready? It's coming for sure. It's so profound to me. Lately, I've kind of been, like, kind of... I've been shitting on myself recently, man. I've been kind of not feeling too good about, like, myself. Not in a depressive, suicidal type shit, but, like, in a more, like, you could do better than what you're doing, bro. Crazy part is with, like, this fractured foot, there's only so much that I can do. And it hurts all the time. But it's getting better, though. For sure. No one ever sees me complain or gripe or moan or nothing like that. I just get the shit handled. And try my best. So that's why I've been kind of being a little defeated lately. But I'm a lot grateful for what I have. I still have my whole leg. I'm still walking, still talking, still got a job, still breathing, still everything. So, it's a lot of things to be grateful for. The Lord woke me up this morning. I'm grateful for that. The Lord woke me up this morning. I'm grateful for that. That's some deep shit. The Lord woke me up this morning. He woke me up this morning. Shit, he amazing within itself. That's so amazing. He woke me up, bruh. What you mean? And as long as I got two working legs, or two legs, two arms, a working brain, a beating heart, I'm gonna try my best. I'm gonna try the best to be the best I can do, like, every day. And the best I can be every day. I think I owe it to myself, and you owe it to yourself to be better. Every day, try to be better than you were yesterday. And the day before. And day before, every day you should see some type of new growth of yourself. Well, guys, remember, you can't know what you don't know. And if you knew better, you'd do better. So, you should go find out something. Be ready, because tomorrow's coming. It's coming.